Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This Saturday is my 14th annual stand-up show.
That's crazy.
It's completely written out, and now it just needs in my brain.
How's that going?
The brain insert starts today.
Oh shit!
There were so many movies out. Boss Baby, Smurfs. And what am I supposed to do here?
I can't with you.
I know I am behind this year because last year Time Hop says, "Yay, my stand-up is memorized."
This is what you say every year, except one day later. So like by the time you hit your 20th stand-up special, you'll be memorizing it on your birthday on the 15th.
One of my favorites was on the car ride there. And so I'm going to be okay. So come on out. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. And the very next day, the 16th, this Sunday, is the Keith and the Girl Marathon. By the way, for my stand-up, of course, Andrea Allen. Of course, following the show, Bridget in the Squares. After that, live band karaoke.
Bananas.
But also to help bring me on stage and make sure I have my act together, literally, the great Nick Turner will be performing.
I love it. What an incredible lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, featured on SiriusXM, writer and editor on Elite Daily, Rosebud Baker. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I look at you on social media, Rosebud.
You do?
Yeah, I'm married, but I think I'm not out of line. And it says Rosebud, and then in quotes, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Baker, you were born with Rosemary, I assume.
I was born with Rosemary, but my parents always called me Rosebud. And then at some point last year, I think I went, it was after a call with my dad. And he was like, you know, you're not really a Rosebud anymore. He's like, you can't really call yourself Rosebud anymore. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, you're just a little old for that. And I was like, okay, well, so then I put Rosemary in parentheses, and I haven't changed it back, but it's not catching on. Nobody's calling me Rosemary.
This is based on your dad deciding that your nickname since you were a kid
that he gave me.
That's been it. My dad had a nickname for me. My uncle once came from Iran to visit us, and he had trouble with Hebrew, which is what everybody spoke at the time, even though we were in the U.S. And he finally caught on to one word meaning small. So he used to call me small in Hebrew, ketana, right? Uh-huh. And then my dad started calling me that. And it literally means small. And he still calls me that. But I think it's the Middle Eastern upbringing. Like, you're still a woman.
Yeah.
You're still in your place.
Yeah. He's just trying to literally make you feel small.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never not be small, ketana.
Right.
Well, you can tell even the way he said it. You know, if he didn't have that tone, it could be beautiful. Baby, you've bloomed already.
Yeah.
You know? In that Iranian accent. Oh, you're talking about her dad.
Yeah. No, my dad was just like, you're wilting. Is basically, that was his remark. He's like, you're dying.
Were they like hippies? I know you're into astrology, crystals, all that goofiness, right?
I am. I'm into all of that science. And it's very like, but they weren't really hippies. Like he's a lawyer, you know, okay. Like he used to be like a real granola guy. But right. I think I got Rosebud from, like, I've been told a lot of different things. Everybody wants to take credit for the nickname. I just remember being called Rosebud as a kid because my cheeks were always red.
Okay.
And and then it changed to Bud, and that pretty much being called Bud throughout my childhood and adolescence, like, pretty much explains my whole personality. Like, it's why I have like the, you know, lesbian voice and the just like I'm not a Rosemary, you know.
Right. Would you say to your parents, like, they say, I'm debating about this work decision, and then you would say, let me check the blue crystal?
No, I would never say that to them.
Would you ever include them? Like, hey, let me do a quick tarot reading.
No, I don't think I would. My mom would be into it because my mom, like, she'll like buy me psychic readings and shit for like Christmas and stuff. But like my dad, I think if I did that, he would spit on me.
he's very frank.
He's not into it. You know, he's like a conservative Republican. Yeah. I know my audience. I can read the room.
But here's the thing. So, I know some logical people who are into that stuff. No judgment, obviously. But they normally, when people like don't believe in it but still indulge in it, it's like for a suggestion. Like, you know, you're constantly having to take like one step forward this way or that way. You might as well read something about it. It might give you an idea. Is that how far you go? Or
I kind of like, I don't really, I just take what I want and like leave the rest. You know what I mean? It's just kind
of
like,
you're like one of those, you do tarot card reading, but you're cheating like those people in solitaire. Oh no, I do every 17th card.
Yeah,
oh,
there we go. It's like, if I don't get the answer, right, then I'm like, well, if I actually, I've totally done that before, but once I start doing that, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of being like an addict about this. Like I'm not getting the answer I want, so fuck it. You know what I mean? Right. I'm just like, I'll be like, fuck it.
Have you changed your mind because of an answer that you got, whether reading cards or reading anything astrological or?
I definitely will, like, okay, so like if Mercury's in retrograde, I won't sign a lease. I won't like do, I won't start a new job. I won't leave the job I'm in. I'll wait until Mercury goes direct
to
make those decisions.
I didn't know that we had choices in the matter.
Yeah. That's what I like about astrology. Like tarot, I don't really know that much about it. But astrology I like because it's like, I feel like on just a logical level, if the moon can like change the tides, then right, I feel like it could change like how I behave. You know what I mean? So,
well, it does every month, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So it's like,
but if you get kicked out of your apartment, they're not asking Mercury, right?
No, they're not giving a shit about Mercury if you're getting kicked out of your apartment.
But when Mercury is in retrograde, it's in retrograde for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, does it affect the housing market? Because so many of you won't get an apartment?
Okay, well, it can affect like anything involving communication, technology. There can be delays, like travel delays, anything that's based on like communication and that's technology, everything, which is literally our entire lives. So like if you go back to like the 2000 election, like when Gore and Bush were going, like the recount, that was during Mercury retrograde. So like you look at these like periods of time and you're like, okay, well, it does have this like massive effect if you are into astrology. If not, then you're just like,
So since November 9th of 2016, Mercury has been in retrograde. I get it now.
Yeah. Now it's just a whole shit show. I don't even know what to say about the circus that's going on now. But like,
is there a simple answer to explain what does it mean when something's in retrograde?
Yeah. It's when a planet slows down so much that it appears to be moving backwards in the sky.
I would see that sometimes. I look up and I'm like, is it going back? And I'm like, no way. There's no way. You know what I mean?
Things slowed down a little bit. Right. Yeah. No, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Does your boyfriend, is it hard? Does he take you seriously when, like, if you give a suggestion or opinion, and does he go, is that related to the Three of Cups?
He will sometimes.
Okay.
He will. Yeah. But it's very like, he grew up with like a mother who is like a Buddhist preacher and like, so like meditating for Jesus kind of a thing. So he's kind of like open to all the weirdness that I like throw at him, you know?
All right. Yeah. Your boyfriend's black, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why I bring that up. Not because I'm a weirdo. There is a reason. Was it your great-great-grandparents that had a plantation? Or further back than that, I assume.
I don't even know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Well, I looked up your history.
That's fucking crazy. Are you serious? You guys just do a full background check on every guest.
It would be weird if it's a different rosebud I'm thinking of, but okay. Forget the whole thing.
Is this for real?
It's what I understood in my research.
Really?
But if you know nothing about it, then I assume I wouldn't know anything about it.
I got to know where you found this, though.
From Ancestry.com.
You found that on Ancestry.com? Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering if there's...
I did have an Ancestry.com account. I just couldn't put things together. I was like, this is too complicated. I canceled the whole thing.
Like her astrology, she sees that paper and goes, I doubt it.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to see it.
But it's funny when you say that, like, I think anyone who's been in this country for some generations and is white had to have owned people.
But it's weirder to know it.
Wouldn't you like just know it? Wouldn't you assume as a person who looks like you guys?
I kind of assumed.
Right?
I kind of assumed.
But how do you know? I don't even know what country I'm from.
Well, slavery only ended like 5 minutes ago. So if you've been in the country before that and you're your color, you weren't.
I don't think my parents were in the country 5 minutes ago.
So so that answers your question, but...
We've been around.
There you go.
I know my family's been around. I just, I had no idea. That's crazy. That also explains why I have a black cousin who's like 92. So that explains a lot.
That explains it in the not nice way.
Yep. Yeah.
So every so often, I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
And something about your
yeah,
past. Okay?
Absolutely. Holy right. shit. Strap in. Glad I got the coffee.
Whoo! We only give the coffee to people who are about to reveal some shit about.
We're about to find out that their ancestors had slaves.
Yes. We're the new Geraldo.
Have you seen that tone deaf Pepsi ad?
Yeah.
With Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
And do you think now that, you know, it's getting such, of course, bad press, and that is the word, tone deaf, they don't understand what's happening and why it's so offensive. What happens is they're alluding to Black Lives Matter, and they show everybody the protests, and everybody has signs, just very generic, peace, love, happiness, this kind of thing.
Right.
And a quote, multicultural background of people, mm-hmm. which means like two Black people and an Asian.
Two right. Black people are, you know, doing some breakdancing moves. The Asians playing the cello. You understand they have everybody.
Yeah, you know their culture.
Yeah.
And then there's some cops there. And then Kendall Jenner also happens to be in that area. You would think it'd be
she's
bad
timing.
She's
in the neighborhood. Yeah.
She's doing a photo shoot where mm-hmm. she just makes love to a door.
And, she's what I used to do as
and then
a child.
She, right. And then she looks around. She starts noticing something's going on. I don't think this party's for me. Right. And she goes, oh, people are trying to make a difference and talk about peace and love. And then a beautiful man walks by and looks at her and goes, come and join us. And she goes, you know what? What am I doing? Something so frivolous. I don't even know. Am I selling a door? Like, I don't even know what I'm selling here. Right. So she takes off this wig that she was wearing.
Because we're keeping it real now in right. the undertone.
Yeah.
You know.
Hands it over to this Black lady standing here. That's her new job now.
Mm-hmm. Right. She wipes off her lipstick because she's just her now.
Right. Yeah. Takes her hand, wipes off the lipstick.
Never mind that that's not even her jacket. She's just doing an ad.
She realizes the lipstick came right off, so that person's fired tomorrow. But for now, good that it came off.
Right.
And then she starts walking, and she has a Pepsi. Everybody's drinking Pepsi. It's Pepsi City, USA. And then she hands a Pepsi to a cop.
Right.
Well, first it's tense, Keith. It's like, whoa.
There's a standoff.
Why is she walking up to them?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Like, oh, she thinks she knows who she is, you know.
Yeah.
But then she hands over the Pepsi. And the cop goes, I don't know if I have time for Pepsi. I have to keep law and order.
Right.
And she goes, huh? Come on. And he goes, you know what? Fuck it. There's a good vibe in the air. Pepsi.
Culture.
Pepsi in my hand.
I open it.
You're not wearing lipstick. It's amazing.
He drinks it and he goes, makes this face like, I must admit, daddy's good. And then looks over at the cop next to him, who's probably ready to beat him down, right?
Right.
But the other cop goes, huh? And then the first cop goes, eh. Implying, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And we don't need to kill anybody today.
And then everybody claps and we just had harmony. Now, Pepsi gets in big trouble for that. It becomes on the news everywhere. You know, I'm sure listening to this, you've already seen it. Is Pepsi satisfied nonetheless behind the scenes? Because you're not going to, I can't imagine, I understand these boycotts, but they're happening for everything every now and again, it seems. But you're going to stop drinking Pepsi if that's your brown soda of choice?
I'll tell you what I think happened. I think they rejoiced at the fact that nobody tells the difference between Coke and Pepsi, and we're not all right. 100% certain if it was a Coke ad or a Pepsi ad.
They should say,
and no one can give it up because we're all addicted to this nonsense to begin with.
Is that
and
true?
They're very happy with the old Coke ads that actually did bring people together, quote unquote, because we didn't have the internet to tell each other what a piece of shit these ads are and how we're not buying it. And so it was just like when the internet first started, there were these pet commercials and there were two sites competing and their commercials were phenomenal. But did we all know which commercials were better? No, we just knew there was a couple of pet companies that you go to there.com. Coke, Pepsi. I initially, when I heard Keith describe the commercial to me, when I went home, I forgot if it was Coke and Pepsi. I started Googling Coke commercial.
Right.
And so I'm sure Pepsi's like, good thing we have the same formula.
Right. Pepsi put out a statement and says, here at Coca-Cola Inc., we are very sorry.
They apologize for Coca-Cola.
And we're also going back to our spit in the cup recipe.
You know what I did see was that somebody was like demanding that Kendall Jenner give her money to charity from the Pepsi commercial. And instead of like being apologized to publicly for it. And I was thinking about that and I was like, yeah, but like, no, she's gonna keep that money. Like, I was like,
right.
I was like, well, can we just get can we just fucking take a nap, everybody? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like we all hated the commercial. It was pulled immediately. I'm like, but there's like all this, everybody's getting in each other's business and it's just so exhausting.
It is, life in general is exhausting.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. And the fact that information just pops on your phone whenever you want, whenever you don't want is another thing. But here's the thing. There's always like that ease of spending someone else's money, right? Like she should just give it to charity. But in this case, I'm just like, she's got up $1 billion. There's no threat on her life. And she would now, you're either going to stay in this shitty, you know, shadow of Pepsi that you did this, even though you're the talent,
right?
And it's not your concept and you're just getting hired for a job, or you can give it to charity. Literally no change in your life. Like,
right.
It's like you're not going to even think twice about getting that Starbucks like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like literally no change in your life.
It literally is change in her life, actually. Give $50,000. Yeah. That's the end of it. You have to spend money to make money. You're a hero now instead of you know, one of those Kardashian clones. And you get hired for something else and you don't look like a piece of shit.
Agreed. I think it's probably millions of dollars for her to be in a commercial. But who gives a shit? This is, it becomes an ad for you.
Yeah.
And now we're all talking about you. Now who shouldn't give the money back? All of those extras who, that was like, what, $50, $75, $100 for their day. It was a really long day. They don't know. It doesn't matter what the commercial is. We're all doing commercials for something that like, is just paying our bills.
Yeah.
That she's not.
You know what exhausts me about it though, is like making the claim like publicly saying, Kendall Jenner, give your money back to Pepsi. And then like, it feels like another thing I have to get on board with. And like, I'm just like, I'm so tired.
I'm still working on Billy Bush giving money back.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm so tired of, I can't be this outraged all the time. You know what I mean? I'm like, I got to walk my dogs, you know?
You know what? And I'm embarrassed to say, you know, you wake up over the weekend and we apparently bombed Syria. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to have coffee and a blunt this morning. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
I can't even look.
I'm going to catch up on this later because we still will have killed some people. Trump is still the motherfucking president.
What if we gave Syria a Pepsi?
That's what we need.
Yes.
Just hand Syria a Pepsi.
I'm reading stories about people now drive with a Pepsi in their car in case they get pulled over.
That's
by a
great
cop.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The memes were hilarious.
Oh, here's Hitler receiving a Pepsi.
The memes were so funny. Oh my God. The one with like MLK and in Kendall Jenner, like arm in arm in the march. I was fucking killing me.
Well, it was MLK's daughter that did complain.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I didn't know. My dad could have just.
If only dad had known. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she tweeted a picture of him against the cops also in like a similar scenario than what they're trying to depict.
Right.
If only daddy would have known about the power of hashtag Pepsi, said Bernice King. In a tweet, King included a photo of her father clashing with police as he links arms with fellow demonstrators. The soda company responded to King's tweet saying Pepsi didn't intend to disrespect the civil rights icon. Oh, good to know. We at Pepsi believe in the legacy of Dr. King and meant absolutely no disrespect to him and others who fight for injustice.
Here's what I want from this, and I know it's not going to happen. I want all commercials to be called to task, because you know what? I don't think if I get a Miller Lite, my abs will look like that and I'll be like breaking through some awesome thing and everybody will want to party with me. I'm pretty sure if all that Bud Light or whatever the alcohol fucking commercial on regular TV, why don't we take them to task? Oh, you'll have a really good time. Everyone will really love you. You won't have a beer gut. How about that? It's the same thing. You're taking what we believe in, what we think progress and fun is, what we think, you know, is a gathering together of friends, and you're using it against us. That's tone deaf too.
I know that they're exploiting, like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Like, I was watching an Always commercial before I got here, and it was like a woman soccer player, and she's like, "Oh, you think because I'm a woman, I'm gonna crack under pressure, or I'm gonna play the field like a champion?" And it just like it switches to Always, like, and like
that's
like maxi pads,
right.
And I'm like, the fuck does this have to do with being like? It was just such this.
Right.
I'm like, this is all of them are doing it, you know, and they're all just as tone deaf as the next one. But Pepsi just like took it like they they really ran with it.
I can't. Like, you're telling me because my Aunt Flo is in town, I can't kick this soccer
ball?
Yeah.
And it's like nobody's telling you that.
Right.
That's
only more family in me.
It's like Always are for feminists. Like it's just this like insane shit where they're like using things that people are passionate about and then using them for mind control.
Kendall Jenner, is...
I see what you did there.
Her friends are saying... Yeah, there's something with everybody in that family. That she right now is very traumatized by the Pepsi backlash.
Oh, what a great response to it. You're exhausted. We're exhausted. We're all the same. Yes, indeed.
She had high hopes for it. She'd be known as the Pepsi girl. And now she's terrified she will never work again or that she'll become a laughing stock.
Oh my God, quiet. Just be quiet for a minute. Just ask someone outside of the Jenner Kardashian fucking family to have trauma. Yes. Like maybe ask one of the extras that you had to like walk on to get to your fucking spot in this commercial.
This has been very painful and embarrassing to her.
I get it. Like, no doubt it was. You know what I mean?
Painful? Painful, that's the word they're going to use, though? Then traumatic? I'm just wondering if they know what those mean.
And then she added a picture of the concentration camps. She doesn't know why people are saying these pictures. She's like, I don't know, here's a picture. Pepsi says, Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding.
Yeah, that's what we get.
Clearly, we missed the mark and apologize. We did not intend to make light of any serious issue. We're morons.
Don't they get that that's not the apology? That is the known fact based on what we saw in this commercial. You are tone deaf. They're going, yeah, we're tone deaf, but they don't know why. Like, you don't understand that we see you.
Yeah.
And that what you apologize for is something we already called you out on, and that it's not really, I don't know, this whole vibe is just.
At Pepsi, we're not here to bum you out. And we like to apologize with a 25-cent coupon.
In all fairness, what could their commercial be? Open this up and brush your teeth after, because it's got a lot of sugar.
Because you're going to die. Yeah.
This is bad for your health in so many ways.
They just repackage it as diabetes. You know? That's what they could do.
For the longest time, it was Coke and a smile, you know?
Yeah, like, just if we could go back to, like, just buy your friend a Pepsi or buy your friend a Coke or whatever that fucking commercial was, you know? Like, that actually was a solid commercial. I remember, like the guys dancing around and everybody's having a great time. It's like, buy your pal a Coke. And I liked that commercial. And I felt like Pepsi was trying to, like, redo that, but, like, with a civil...
They were like, Pepsi, kill your friend slowly.
You give the Pepsi to the cop and it says, strangers are just friends we don't know yet. Pepsi.
It's just got Instagram quotes on it.
Right. Let me mention this. Vistaprint. Vistaprint business cards. Get 500 business cards for $9.99. How about that? And just, I have 500 business cards. I just ordered them the other day. They all say behave. Pass them out when necessary. We do use these cards. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They have thousands of industry-specific templates. Upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's designs, or you can upload your own design as well.
Pepsi just printed 500 of them that says, I swear I have a black friend.
Just says, I'm sorry.
For an even higher quality card, you can upgrade to a thicker stock or add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, raised print. Very user-friendly, and they will make sure you are satisfied 100%. Visit Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code KATG at checkout. KATG at checkout. That's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price to try 500 business cards for $9.99. This is a chance to get that professional look on any budget. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com. An order today.
What are you waiting for?
Honest to God, I don't know.
Seriously. Let us know. I don't know. If you're not getting it, just let us know.
All right. By the way, speaking of social media, Rose.
Oh, God.
I see that I'm not sure what car service this was, but you gave Marcel, your driver, 4 stars out of 5 stars.
Oh, last night.
Okay.
Yeah, because he burped into the AC vent and it blew back and hit me in the face.
I see that in your description. You write, 1 star deducted for burping and blowing it into the AC vent so it hit me in the face.
It's like, what, purposefully? Like a party trick?
I don't care if it was purposefully or not. It's rude.
It's the one place you don't burp into.
You don't burp into the AC vent and then blow it. Like, he burped and then he blew it into the AC vent and then it boomeranged back and it hit me. Well, and it smelled horrific.
No, it wasn't like just lavender and goodness.
It wasn't great, you know?
What do you suppose he had for lunch?
It wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't linguine. It wasn't something like yummy, you know?
You weren't happy for him.
Yeah, no.
I saw this on Twitter. Wow, loving that I can't safely be trusted with painkillers. So I'm just riding out this oral surgery pain by punching myself in the head.
Oh, that's the worst pain.
It was terrible. It was last week.
But you know, look, could you trust somebody to hold your pain medication?
I genuinely don't know. I was like, here's the thing, because I'm an addict, I tell all my doctors before, like, oh, fuck, I tell them right away, I'm like, listen, I'm an addict, just so that we're not like in a situation where they're already writing the prescription and then I have to be like, oh, I can't have that, because it gets harder when you see them being like, oh, here you go.
It's, it's like once a cop starts to write the ticket.
Exactly.
You might as well swallow them.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like this, so I had to be like, I can't. And they were like, oh, you're going to be, we'll just give you Tylenol. Oh, it was brutal.
I'm not an addict anymore.
It was brutal. I was like, guess what? I'm cured. Yeah. And it's like, and I tried it already. Like I went in there that day and I was like, you guys are going to put me out for this, right? And they were like, no, we're not going to, we weren't going to do any of the, and I was like, none of the nitrous or nothing. And they were like, no, we're not doing that for you because you said that. And I was like, but this is surgery.
Right. I'm not nervous about being addicted to nitrous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to have a nitrous thing waiting at home. Like, can't we just this once? And they were like, no, we're not doing it for you.
Wow. What?
Yeah. So I had to go through oral surgery just like awake. Like I heard all of it. That was the worst part, is I heard all of it. And they were, it was like one of those ones where they basically have to like turn you upside down and just jackhammer into your mouth. It was the worst.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of drugs did you do after?
Nothing. I did nothing. I just sat there. I literally did punch myself in the head while I was like, I was just like, it got so bad that I was just like, ah, like I was trying to like turn the, like change the pain to somewhere else.
Wow. What have you gotten over that solidifies that you're an addict?
Well, I'm over drinking and weed, but now I'm a cutter.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Now I just fucking hit myself.
Oh my God.
No, I stopped drinking like 9 years ago. So, and you know, there were like, I loved pills. I loved like whatever else was around, but I was mostly alcohol was like my thing.
See, that I would, not to disrupt your complete soberness, but I would wonder if I was taking those pills because I was drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
So you didn't want to even mess with that.
I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like, I got to a point where it was so bad and then things got better when I stopped. So I was like, why? I don't want to like go out and do some research, find out if I fuck everything up. You know what I mean? I'm like, especially at this point, because it's been 9 years. So like I've built my life up to like the point where I have too much to lose now. Like, you know, I can't just fucking test it out.
How bad when you say it was so bad?
Like really bad. It was like, you know, every time I drank, it was a new thing. You know, like I remember I came out of a blackout, like running at the edge of my roof, that kind of a thing where I was like running to like jump off my roof and happened to come out of this blackout.
Were you by yourself?
No, I thought I was, but I turned around and it was like my ex-boyfriend was like, don't do it. Like, and I was like, what is he freaking out about? Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. And then the next day,
you must have been a fast runner. You're just ahead of everybody.
I mean, it was like, apparently I had climbed out the window, scaled the side of the building and was like, I'm going to kill myself. And he had to like chase me up onto the roof. And
and he's your ex. He's like, fuck this.
Like, no, he was my boyfriend at the time, okay. But I don't know why. but it was like, you know, it was bad. It was one of those things where I would have every intention of going out to have a good night. And then, you know, by the end of the night, I was like, what the fuck happened? Like,
was that the end when you climbed up on the
roof? No. The next day I was like, what? I was drunk.
How old are you now that you were sober
right?
for 9 years?
Right? She looks so young. Oh, I'm not young. I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
Let me just say I'm in my 30s. So I'm going
to
die soon.
Why isn't it good to say that you're older? So this means late 30s. Why isn't it good to say that you're older? And because I can see you. It's like, oh, that's amazing. You take care of yourself. Why do women not like to say their age if I can see you?
Can I guess? To me, it's like the reason why transgender people don't say that they transitioned, because you start looking for it. You start.
I am looking for wrinkles now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you start.
Well,
aging.
Not late 30s, but I'm in my 30s. And because it's like the, you know, you just get, it's just like insane. Like, it's like crazy. Like this week I went, okay, so I got Botox this week for the first time in my life. And I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody. But then, of course, like the first podcast I do, I'm like, anyway, whatever. So I did it. And it's the whole reason I did it is because like people in their late 20s, mid 20s are doing it. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking be lapped by you guys, you know, and look like I'm double, like I'm aging double, you know, when they're just like looking younger and younger. It just, it's crazy.
Right. Like you have. Like I thought of, okay, at some point I'm going to have to make that decision. Do I, like you said, do I start looking my age when everyone else is covering their age up?
Right.
And it's, you know, everyone does little things. Do I start coloring my hair because I have a few grays? Do I start, you know, putting on makeup when I go out to cover a couple things? I don't, it doesn't look like anything's going on, but you just had Botox.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you. It's I like, might be perpetuating your problem.
It's like, right. I mean, first of all, I spent so much money. There's no way that it could look like I had anything done. You know what I mean? Like I just spent way too much money on it.
600?
600. Mm. Yeah. And it was like, you're like, is that it? hilarious. I just like.
It's what I heard it goes for.
It goes for a lot. And it was like, you know, I went into this lady and I was like, I'm a comic. I need to be able to move my face. Like I need like some, you know.
Some of your clients don't, but I need expression.
I'm like, I don't want to be completely frozen. She was like, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, wow.
So like, apparently people do go in for that. And
To look frozen.
And I was just like, I can't have that. Like, I don't want that. And there were certain, she was like, do you want to take care of your crow's feet? And I was like, no, you can leave those. But thanks. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, you know, you go in with like one thing, you want to get one thing fixed. And then they're like, what about this fucked up part mm-hmm. of your face? You know? And you're like,
did you count your lines?
I didn't.
Okay.
Cause I got the bangs. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So like the bangs were taking care of it for a while. It was this. It was like in between my, this is where I got it, was like in between my eyebrows.
Oh, you can like, get it just there?
Yeah. And I just like, because I've been doing this since thoroughly. I was a toddler. Like,
oh, you just squinted your eyes. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no, she's smiling. Crow's feet.
There's no way to win. What the fuck are you doing?
I know. It's crazy.
Do you look at these? Even the great Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. I thought she was the most beautiful. She already has way too much work done. Meg Ryan, of course, turned out to be. Angelina Jolie, who was more beautiful than her. She's looking like an alien. Do you recognize that this is happening and they don't have so much technology and that you do have to take it easy?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, well, first of all, I don't have the money to like not take it easy.
Okay.
So like that was one of the things. I went home. And I told my boyfriend, I was like, I'm not going to tell my boyfriend. And 5 minutes after he walks in the door, I was like, no, I got Botox. And he was just like, oh, God, you know, and he was like so disappointed. Right. He was like, you know, this isn't good. Like, you're an addict. Like, you could get addicted to this stuff. I was like, babe, that's not going to be a problem. Like, we don't have the money for me to get addicted to this.
Meth is like a sliding scale at first.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah. And it's like, part of it was, she was like, you don't really, when I went into the lady, she was like, you don't really need it right now. She's like, it would be preventative, you know, so that like you don't have resting lines later because it like relaxes your forehead or whatever. But I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Do people say to you, why are you getting Botox? You look young. And you're like, that's the point.
Yeah. People say that and I'm like, yeah, but younger people than me are getting it. So, and you know, my boyfriend, he was making a huge deal of it before. He was like, I'm going to leave you if you start doing that to your face. I'm leaving you. And I was like, well, you know what, fucker? Like, you're going to leave me anyway if I don't. So like,
I was going to say the damned if you do, damned if you don't is a thing. It's like,
yeah.
I know that we, you know, put up we look at pictures on the internet like, oh, wow, what's her face is getting old. And it's like, yeah, because we knew her 40 years ago on screen and now she's older. And then it's like, oh, wow, so-and-so fucked up her face. So she's either getting old or she fucked up her face.
Yeah.
So which one would you rather get the work because you're going to get the work because that's who's hiring. Like I know Jane Fonda recently said that. She said she got some work done on her face and it bought her 10 more years of being on screen. That's how they make you feel.
Yeah. That's really, it's fucked up.
Oh, sorry, lady.
And meanwhile, men are allowed to just get old. And mm-hmm. we're like, yeah, look, that's time. That's what it does, you know?
Yeah, they're also allowed to be gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We burp and vent. Because we all got together and said, this is what we're not doing.
I mean, look.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
We're not putting on makeup and we're not covering our mouths when we drive women around.
That actually is what you guys did, but then you don't want to take credit for it when we're like, hey, you run the world and you're making it shit. What do you mean? As a white guy, what privilege do I have?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Decide if you decided on all the rules or not.
Right. Right.
The guy that was chasing you down so you wouldn't kill yourself.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The rooftop thing.
God bless him, right? Was he abusive?
No. No.
You had an abusive boyfriend.
I mean, if anything, I was abusive to him. But okay. Yeah.
Were you abusive to him?
I mean, I think so. When I look back at that relationship, I'm like, yeah, I was like very disrespectful to him. You know, okay. Like I was emotionally very disrespectful to him. And like, I didn't want, like, he was like, it's a classic, like, enabler alcoholic relationship, you know what I mean? Right. Where he would be like, I'm going to save you. And I'd be like, I don't want you to fucking save me. It was like that kind of a thing.
Okay. Yeah, but it's like, I don't want you to save me, but I'm about to jump off this roof. And
right.
Then he's and, like, well, what's my...
Yeah. And then you get sober by yourself and they're like, well, fuck me. You know what right. I mean? And it just becomes this weird...
It's where I dated somebody like that and she said, don't save me, don't save me. Jumps off the roof. I don't save her. And I turn to everybody else. You heard her say...
Like, she's dead now. She right. has. It's crazy. It's like, but yeah, I did. I was in an abusive relationship.
But you did know to leave when he hit you finally. Is that true?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Well.
Right?
Yeah. It took that long, but yeah. Right.
Was it the actual physical line that he crossed that made it easier to recognize the abuse?
I mean, yeah. Once you get punched in the face, you're like, wow, that was a hit. But it's one of those things.
Does he say, shit, I really am sorry because I didn't know the line? The belittling.
It was literally like immediately he was trying to cover up what happened. It wasn't even like an apology. It was like,
remember when you just tripped now?
He literally blocked the door. Like he ran to the door and blocked the front door so I couldn't get out. That's what his immediate reaction was.
Wow. And then realized he can't stand there forever?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also like I had to like pretend like it didn't really hurt. Like I was better. And then once he was back in the kitchen, then I fucking ran out.
The same day.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that makes sense to block the door because he's so used to abusing you in other ways that like he's good at talking out,
right.
talking you out of it. And
yeah.
you, by you, I mean like anyone who's abused, like you block the door so that you can give her a story to wash the story.
To like
that
whitewash
just happened.
What happened. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
that you can change what happened so that you can see it from his perspective. Like
change the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. He becomes the victim a little bit.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what he was like. Well, I couldn't help it. You know, like if, cause I remember.
I'm the worst. And then it's like, you got to make him better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is. And it's always, whenever you see an abuser get called out online or like, it's always such a huge red flag when they respond by being like, I'm a victim here. Like in some way I was victimized by this situation. Like, you know, it's a tricky situation because like, let's say somebody actually is wrongfully accused of something
right.
and they come out and they're like, I've been wrongfully accused. You know what I mean? There was a situation with another comedian who like came out and said that this guy had been abusing her. And when he came out, he was like, I've been wrongfully accused of this. And then started saying, this woman doesn't know what she's saying. Doesn't, and it was like such classic abusive
behavior
that it was like, for anybody that's been there, I was reading it just going like, yeah, no.
Like what? I mean, it's already, once you say I didn't do it and you did do it, where can your story go? Like how is she's just not in a good place in her mind and she's making it up? Like where?
Yeah, like that's where, what they, it's like if, it's like they call you crazy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's, they make you out to be insane and then they're the victims. And it's crazy because in situations like that, a lot of times people do favor like the male, like they do assume that like a woman is like lying about it when they come out and say and speak out about abuse. You know, it's like, oh, she's looking for attention or she's looking for this. Or I don't even know why anybody would want the attention of like, oh, I've been smacked around. Like that's not something that people right. wanna know, like want right. to tell people, you know?
Yeah, there's a reason why people are smacked around for that long because it's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to have even gotten to the position
yeah.
Where you're there and you're like, how did I let this happen? You know?
Yeah.
Now, I can't imagine why he would hit you, but coincidentally, was your skin getting older and wrinkly?
You know, it was. I mean, he did say
he wasn't the boyfriend
I should have gotten the Botox. God damn it.
Where'd you run to first when you left?
I just ran outside. I just like ran outside and—
Did you have your phone with you?
I had my phone with me and weirdly enough, and I hated doing this because like— Our parents were supposed to meet that night and my mom was in town and I called my mom and I hated calling my mom about it. I don't know why, but it was like, it was already like when you're in a situation like that, there's so much transference going on, you know, where like one person is transferring like an image onto the other person. And a lot of it comes from childhood issues. So the fact that I was like calling my mom for help made me feel so like gross and just still stuck in the same shit. But
you're going to have
dinner.
I
called her and I did. I was hungry, you know, and she fed me. No, it was like,
no, I just mean if the family parents are supposed, families are supposed to get together,
you might want to stop that.
Well, yeah, that was definitely off the table at that point. but, and also like he was an alcoholic and like when I left that night, I knew that when I came back, he would have relapsed. Like I knew that he would have left the apartment to go drink and, you know, when I would come back. Whenever he drank, it was like a 3-week thing. So it wasn't like a, oh, he's going to be drunk tonight. It was like, oh, he's going to be drunk for the next month.
And your father also drank, right?
My father drinks, yeah. He's not, I don't think he's an alcoholic. I mean, it's not really my place to say, which is one thing I've learned from just being with an alcoholic is like, it's not your place to like even make a judgment.
I was just wondering if that's part of why you didn't want to call your mom, if she's with someone.
Oh, no. They're divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or if she like was with someone or if you're repeating something or was it part of it?
It was just like, a lot of my childhood taught me that like the way that you get love is by solving other people's problems for them. So that was like the net I was kind of caught in. And to call my parents, who I learned that from, just felt like I was getting, like I was still stuck in this thing. But I didn't know who else to call. I was like in this situation where, you know, it was too embarrassing to tell anybody else about it. And I just needed help at the time.
Was it helpful?
Yeah. I mean, it was helpful. She came back and she helped me like change the locks and kick him out of the building and, you know, make sure that he wasn't allowed in the building again. And, you know,
that's awesome.
Yeah. She was really helpful.
Can you imagine that's a problem that to find love, you have to help people. So now you don't help people out and you're like, I'm doing so well.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly what I do.
Can you spare some change? Nope. I'm too healthy.
Nope. I'm working on codependence, buddy. It's on you.
But you know what? I went to Al-Anon for a couple of years and I gotta go back. But I keep saying that.
It's so great though.
It's so great. But here's a room full of people who, what you just described, it's like, and no, I didn't help them and I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
It's like a room full of people who are like, I gotta stop myself from helping people.
Yeah. It's so true. Because you'll, like, literally, I would help people until I would forget to shower myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I would, my whole
And also, thing, nobody asks you sometimes.
Nobody
you just
asks.
Decide that you're the one.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be the hero
here.
And it's so self-serving deep down. And it's everywhere. Like, now I see it all over the place. Mm. And I'm like, ugh, it's gross.
Did being an addict stem from your sister drowning?
No, I think,
right.
I think, I think being an addict is a disease that you are born with. Like, okay. I know,
did it trigger it?
No, I think my drinking really took off after that because it was like, I had, a lot of pain that I didn't want to work through and that I was like, I don't even have time to work through this. So it definitely took off after that. But I think that just being an alcoholic is like something you're born with. Like I used to hide food under my bed and go out to play with my friends. And I would think about the food under my bed the whole time. Like I was like, I've got food under my bed and I'm going to go home and fucking eat it by myself. You know what I mean? And that was like that's a very addicty thing to do.
I see.
So I started getting worried when, okay. So, and now I feel like we all just turned into addicts of this sort. Like, before phones had absolutely everything on them, I would leave my house and go, I can't wait to go back and like go on our forums and check like, you know, responses for things. And I'm like, whoa, I'm not here at all.
Right.
I'm just wondering what other people are thinking about other things. And now it's in my hand. So now I have to be like, you have to do this, right? Sometimes you just turn on, you unlock your phone and just start going to like the going five to things.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then you start over at the end of it and you're like, what am I fucking doing?
Yeah.
Like I already went to Facebook. I might have one more like if I do this rotation again, but holy shit.
Yeah.
And I just put my phone down and I'm just like, maybe I should use it for a good thing. Then I'm like, what's the good thing about this? I got to throw it out.
Yeah. No, it's so bad. Like I'll like waste, I think I've spent like 2 hours before just wondering if I'm going to work out or not that day. And just like I don't want to work out. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just like be on my phone, just like on Instagram being like, maybe I should work out. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And then you think that you're doing a good thing because as a performer, you're just like, well, I'm supposed to be on social media. So me liking 100 people's pictures is me interacting with my colleagues. And
yeah.
like, that's how you get more followers anyway. So I'm actually working. If you think about it, oh my God, kill me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything. I mean, it's like, well, maybe it does, but I don't fucking know.
Follow us, you guys, on Instagram.
Yeah, please, please. I need Twitter followers.
Your sister died in a hot tub when mm-hmm. I say drown.
Mm-hmm. You think you were getting away with this story, but you're not.
Right.
Did the hot tub suck her in with one of those?
It was, it's entrapment is like what it's called. Like that's how she died. And she was, she basically was in this, we were at a graduation party for a friend of mine and she.
For high school?
For high school graduation, and I was graduating too, but it like wasn't my party. It was like for my friend. And, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood, like a pretty affluent neighborhood, and this guy had like a pool and a hot tub in his family's backyard. And so she was in the hot tub with my two sisters, and her hair got caught in the drain, and they could not pull her out. Like it took... Not three grown men couldn't like pull her out of the hot tub.
What?
So it was like.
How old is she?
She was 7. Yeah.
Three grown men.
Yeah. Like it was no one could. And it was something where like this was something that after she died, my mom like really pushed for legislation in this area and actually got a law passed in my sister's name. Because all of these deaths that have happened to children in hot tubs from the same thing were preventable. But pool companies who didn't want like, you know, their name or like their image sullied wouldn't like let anybody know. You know, they just tried to keep things like quiet.
And so what it would take?
It had disemboweled children that had like sat on it, you know what I mean? Like it the power of these drains.
What would be the solution to it? To warn people?
A cover on
that's it.
That's it. And now it's like it's a law. Like you have to, if you have a pool of any kind, like public, private, like it has to have one of these covers on it. And it the covers like have like my sister's initials on them. Like this from this law.
And why wouldn't they want to put that on?
Because pools are fun, you know, because jacuzzis are fun and they don't want like anybody knowing it's
to question why there's a grate.
Yeah. To question how or why they should need that, you know, because once they ask like, well, why do we need this thing? They find out about all these deaths and, you know, injuries that have occurred. And, you know, it but hurts how does it, sales,
it
I guess.
Change? Does it block an extra massage thing or something? What does it do in terms of enjoyment? Like
nothing.
It's just
safety.
You wouldn't even know the difference.
You wouldn't know the difference,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, so it's
back when I was a kid, though. You can fuck those holes. Now,
well, fucking you.
It was really like it's one of those things where I look at it and I'm like, it's such a tragedy, but when I think about how many lives were saved in the aftermath, I'm grateful for that. Like, right. You know, that's a good thing.
It's impressive for your mom to push forward like that. It's,
well, my mom is a fucking beast. She's awesome.
Yeah. Because I imagine, you know, this is on people's minds, but they're dealing with it. Usually, how does it come up to even think of the legislation? This happened, and so people are already dealing with this death. To push forward on that is impressive.
Yeah.
What's her initials? It's the only hot tubs I'm going to use.
VG. Well, they're on all of them. Okay. So, but it's VGB.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they're on like every pool all over America now.
Well, thank you, and thank your mom. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you have a hot tub?
I don't think so, but that's just because I think it's gross to like bathe with your friends.
Well, you're not supposed to bring in soap and everything.
You know what I mean? But like dead skin, it's just gross.
And now that they have to put those stupid filters on there, it's just staying there.
It's just like, it's just gross, man, you know?
I do think of that. I really wanted to, there's a place called Spa Castle. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
So it's in Flushing, Queens. And when it first opened, Keith and I went a couple times and no one knew about it. And it was like this very empty, wonderful, spacious, whatever. You just get to hang out. Now it's literally called the Sex Spa. Because people just keep having sex in these pools.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. And like the strip clubs close to it, they close out at like 5 or 6 a.m.
Oh, gross.
And all the strippers come hang out.
Yeah.
And it's not like strippers are just gross, but
they are. They're on those poles. You know what I'm saying? Those poles aren't clean either.
It generates a vibe.
Yeah, and that's not a judgment against strippers, okay? I won't get in a hot tub with my friends. So it's just a cleanliness issue. It's a hygiene.
I won't get in there with my friends, and they're not dirty whores.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, yeah.
It's fucked up.
By the way, I did really see The Boss Baby.
Did you see that?
It's the number one movie of the weekend.
Is it?
And I'll tell you what, everybody was like surprised, like, Keith, this is too far. Just because your wife's gone, you don't have to see everything.
His wife has been gone for 10 days. I think he literally saw 10 shitty movies. It's unbelievable.
That's why he asked me, what was the last movie I saw in a theater?
I mean, he's going to ask you that.
He's been living in one.
Yes, basically. And I think that's his way of crying.
Right.
He's just
right.
Like, I miss my wife. Let's go see a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Ready?
Okay.
We'll go down the list over the weekend.
Because Boss Baby, Keith.
Boss Baby, check. Beauty and the Beast, check. Smurfs, no. That was humor.
Well, she's coming back tomorrow, so you don't have time.
Going in Style, check. Ghost in the Shell, check. Power Rangers, check. King Kong, check. Logan, check. Get Out, check. The Case for Christ, me no think so. Zookeeper's Wife, check. Life, check. Your Name, no thank you. Animation, but the goofy kind. And Chips, check.
Right, I haven't heard of literally 75% of those movies.
I haven't either.
So you're missing like three movie. So if she was gone for three more days, we'd have 100% attendance.
We're actually, no, this is the limit. There are some, I'm not going to see Smurfs. There's a big difference between The Boss Baby by DreamWorks with Alec Baldwin and that goofy looking guy that plays goofy looking roles and Smurfs.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, zoology makes you cry. Inside Out, you can't stop talking about the one time you saw a movie this decade.
Inside Out was great, though.
Thank you.
You know what's amazing is Sing. Have you seen Sing?
What's amazing is Keith completely lost his point.
I know. Sorry.
No, I will
no,
not.
No, it's great.
I saw the ad for Sing, and I'm not into it.
Oh, my God.
So there is
Keith,
a line.
Reconsider.
Done.
Please.
I'll see it.
It's so good. I'm
agreeing.
My eyes out.
Now I'm out. Oh, I'm not a pussy.
It's inspiring.
Like, people see me cry, I'm going to have to get Botox.
It's inspiring. You can't cry. It'll freeze your face.
I'll give you that. What about Beauty and the Beast?
Well, first of all, Boss
Baby. You were pushing it.
Let me be clear about Boss Baby.
Okay.
Now, the baby kind of, and it's okay if you're like, oh, a talking baby. It's in his brother's imagination, so it's quite okay. Now, the baby, the Boss Baby that Alec Baldwin plays, kind of looks like what me and my wife's kid would look like, because I have that big round head and she has those beautiful eyes. And so it's like, oh, I want to see what this guy's up to.
You know how when you see a movie and you have to explain to people why you have to see them, the movie, because it's that good that everyone wants to see the movie, that you have to explain that the baby looks like you and that's why you went to see it.
It's the number one movie.
That's his hard sell.
I guess it is that good. And the number one movie.
What about Beauty and the Beast?
What about explaining Star Trek? You know when something's so good?
I will explain Star Trek. Do not even bring that up. I have another conundrum, but I will save that for Wednesdays or whatever date we decided.
All right. So you're saying, what about Beauty
okay,
and the
an
Beast?
Okay, an android has a baby. Just kidding. I'll save it.
By the way, this is our last show. And Beauty of the Beast is a timeless classic, a tale as old as time, they say.
That's what they say.
So let's see a candelabra played by a real person.
How was it?
Was it good?
It's horrid.
It was horrid?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Were you shocked?
I thought you said it was horrid.
Both. It's everything bad.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't like musicals. He doesn't want candelabras to sing. He never liked Beauty and the Beast to begin with. But yes, let's go to the movies. My wife is out.
Kenda's exaggerating. She gets like this. I don't know why so weirdly angry at these movies.
You know why? I think she's angry at the fact that you won't give in to your love of, your obvious deep love mm-hmm. of watching animated creatures sing. Because you went to see Beauty and the Beast, what was it, second? Was that the second movie you saw?
I'm not sure what you mean. I see every movie.
Like, I've seen everything on this list.
But I assume that I love the original, like we all did.
Yeah.
So let's see real people do it. It's only better with real people.
I know, but see, you gotta really give into, like, my boyfriend.
I didn't see a singing candelabra and go, bullshit! Of course I was into it.
Can you imagine, though? If he was actually in the theater doing that,
I'm like,
how hilarious.
That's not what a beast would look like. Oh, he's so ugly.
Oh my God, I would literally pay you to do that in Beauty and the Beast.
That would make more sense for Keith to go to the theater and call bullshit on Beauty and the Beast every other second.
Yeah.
Not this garbage of, what? Movies are great. I assume I liked Beauty and the Beast the first time.
I tell Kanda, we used to date, and I said, listen, I have a heart. And she would like, oh, you have a heart. That's great. You have feelings. And it's like, well, you know what? Forget the whole thing.
Well, you only wait until your wife and girlfriend is out of town to show your heart by going to watch Beauty and the Beast like you never wanted.
He's crying in the back when he watches these movies.
Right.
Going in Style, I saw.
What is that?
What is that?
That's for geriatrics. And it's three old men are, you know, something's going up with their job in their bank. And they're not getting the money they deserve. So what if they rob a bank?
Old men robbing a bank?
Old men robbing a bank. I enjoyed it very much.
I would love that.
Zach Braff directed it.
Really?
People like him. That's right.
Nobody in this room has ever heard of this before.
I know, because you're losers. The Chips movie? Not good.
Okay. That's Chips? The line. That's the line. And you said that was the line, and you crossed over it. He said he will not watch this movie mm-hmm. because the tagline was, hey, Chip happens.
That's a bad tagline.
Right.
Cue. And he's like, that's it. I'm not going to go see it. And then his wife was like, oh, I missed my plane or whatever the fuck happened over there. I don't know what's happening in the Malley household, but something's up.
Okay. So then I find out it's rated R. Done. That means it's going to be dirty. Well, this movie is so horrible.
What was it about?
It was about 2 hours of crying in the back, missing his wife.
They take the TV show titled Chips and then use that title. And then make a whole new story of who gives a shit.
What TV show? Well,
come on. What am I, 80 years old?
Is this a TV show that's popular enough to make a movie off of?
Sorry, but you're wrong on that one.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that would have played when you visit your grandma.
Chips.
Between Hulk and...
Dukes of Hazzard.
TJ Hooker.
Okay, so then
none
it's
of these,
not.
None of these.
None. I've never. I mean, obviously, Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We get it. Mid-30s. We got it.
Andrea, have you heard of any of the ones that we just said? Not, well, she's Canadian. They protect them from garbage. They protect them. Libby, you've heard
part
of it.
Their health care is not watching our bullshit TV. Right?
They have less aneurysms.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is that people get together and go, hey, you want to pay $10 and we're going to see the worst movie ever made? Everybody's talking about it.
That sounds fun.
I went out and saw the worst movie ever made. Chips.
Yeah, but by yourself with a tub of popcorn. Unless you're recording it for a podcast later. I don't know.
Here I am.
I could enjoy a movie by myself, though.
By yourself, but not to go hate watch in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's a little... I mean, I don't know. Actually, I think I'd like that better. Like... Hate watching is a lot of fun.
Right? But you're...
It's like, what do we do on the MTA every day? You know what I mean? Like, we just hate watch the entire way to work. Thanks for that, by the way. Libby liked that one.
I do on the MTA is I play odds. 1 out of 5 or whatever the odds are of people having herpes, AIDS, beating their wife. I'm just like, you. I don't know. I play stupid games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, guess... Well, I wonder about those polls. You know what I mean? I'm not bathing with them.
So gross. Yeah.
Dax Shepard wrote and directed Chips. And so I was curious about that. And his wife, Kristen Bell, is in it. But it's funny that she's only in it for 5 minutes because that's all she would agree to. You know what I mean? Like, I know you wrote it, sweetheart,
she's
but
like,
I'll be in there
I'll
for 5 minutes.
I'll support you.
Yeah, no, you're going to be my bitchy wife. So you have to have a bigger part. It's just 2 minutes. Let me get kidnapped or something. Yeah. I don't know. That's, come on now. This sounds stupid. Chip happens.
Yeah.
But so, thumbs down.
Are you preparing for your wife's return?
Yeah, I'm all out of movies.
The first thing she's going to want to do is go see a movie.
Wow, she's out of luck.
Are there shows that you have to stop watching while she's away or something like that?
Yeah, of course. Americans, American Crime, anything about Americans, ironically.
Where's your wife from?
Ireland.
Okay.
Right. She doesn't like when I say America's number one, but meanwhile, all her shows have American, the homeland.
That's great. Are there shows and movies that you can't watch without your boyfriend?
There are shows and movies that we've agreed that I won't watch that I do watch.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then do you pretend when you watch together? Oh, I didn't know that would happen.
Sometimes I'll pretend, but like he can always tell. He's like, you fucking watched it. I'm like, yeah, sorry, I did. I fucking watched it. I don't feel like I should have to watch a show with him. I think that's a bullshit agreement for couples to make.
You may want
to
stop agreeing to it then.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a thing. It feels cute while you're making the agreement. And then when you're done, and then when like they're gone, you're like, why'd I do that? That's a stupid, you know what I mean? It's like a New Year's resolution. You're like, this is great. I'm going to do this for me. And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, what the fuck was I? Who was that person?
I could tell you were making a roast the whole time. You wouldn't have just got the gist from the kitchen. Baby, don't make me say it. Arguing causes lines. Okay.
Exactly.
Rosebud.
Thank you for asking. I had to stop watching Star Trek for 3 weeks when Hubby Faze was away.
Thank you for asking.
And then he came home and said, can we stop watching it when I'm here too? Holy shit. It's horrible. The Twitter account is Rosebud Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I need the followers. I really do.
I mean, she tells it like it
is.
It's
sad.
People
it's sad
burping,
right now.
People burping on her.
I follow so many more people than follow me. I mean, and I'm verified. It's like, what the fuck?
That's
Elite. Because I write for Elite, I'm verified, but nobody follows me. It's so sad.
She writes for Elite. Is there anything higher than Elite? I mean, hello.
Elite, but you never heard of Chips. Anyway, good for you, Elite. The website is rosebudbaker.com. And there you have it. And we have an upcoming flavor of the month. All new month coming up called Where Are Dads? And it's about two comedians talking about their fucked up dads and talking to guests about their fucked up dads. And Rose is going to be on it. So we'll fill you in about that. All right?
Rosebud, yeah. I thought you said Rosa. I don't know.
Rose, Rosie, Rosebud. It's all the same to
me. We called you all of it. We called you Rose, Bud.
Rosie.
Rosa, Roseanne.
All right. Now listen, Rosa Parks, thank you. What you did was great for everybody. Have a Pepsi. All right. Everybody, thank you very much.
You guys are fun. GeekAndTheGirl.com